We are on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Let us quickly go over Shorei Tzadin Einei Chayiv Misem, and this is three lines from where before the lines start getting wide. So the Mishnah says Shorei Tzadin Einei Chayiv Misem Yboilu Ma'al Gabi Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, you don't give the share of skila. Ma'al legabi mizbeach. Rav amar kosher, Rav says it's kosher le mizbeach. Shmuel amar posel. Shmuel says it's posel. Rav amar kosher, onosu. He was an onos. The whole negicha was, he was instigated to make the negicha. So it's kosher le mizbeach. Shmuel amar posel, are never boy aveira. We mentioned yesterday the Berskerov wants to be mitzadid that the Shait Machlekes of Rav Shmuel is how do we understand the Ptur Mise by Asher Yitzad. Rav held that Ki Yigach Koloishi Agichu Acherem, the Yisod of the Miut is that there's missing the Maisa Negicha of the Sheir. The Sheir, it's only called that the Sheir was a Negeach if it was Kiyiga, if he was instigated through someone else to make the Negicha. So it's not called Kiyiga. He didn't, it's not, we're not Miyachas the Negicha to the Sheir, it's Yagichu Acherim. So Memele, so we'll see later, there's a Miut that a negeach is posel lemizbeach, he's not called a negeach. Yagichu acherem is, he's not called a negeach. It's not felt in kiyigach. Shmuel held, it's a miut in the chiyuv misa. We don't kill a sheir that was not, it's not called kiyigach. He's not called a negeach, but in, there's a ptur misa if he was instigated to someone else. So Memele, so Shmuel, oh, that's a Ptur Misa, but it's nothing to do with Osala Mizbeach. And the Beskerov says, Amoyre de Kizach, according to this Chakire, what would be Legabi Nezokin, is the other in Chayiv and Nezokin that someone instigated his share to be Mazik. So he says, Al Pincheshman, according to Rav, you should be Potter, because it's felt in Kiyigach, but he brings a raya that by Nezokin Yechayim, and it's a Psabazundar Echidish by Nezokin. Al Koponim, we have here a Machlekes, Rav or Shmuel, if it's Kosher Lemizbech, Apostle Lemizbech. Meisvei, so the Moyes Akasha. We learned in Abaraise, the different behemoths were Nifsal Lemizbech. Min ha-beheime lo-hitzi es ha-reveya ves ha-nirba. Min ha-boko lo-hitzi es ha-nevat. If a beheime was worshipped, it's possible in Mizbeach. Min ha-tzoin lo-hitzi es ha-mukze. If they were miyachet, a beheime, to become takrubes ha-vede zore, that's also possible in Mizbeach. Min ha-tzoin lo-hitzi es ha-negeach. So we have here that Reveya, Nirba, Nevad, Mukze, and Negeach, Apostle of Mizbeach. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Im Nema Reveya, Loma Nema Negeach. Im Nema Negeach, Loma Nema Reveya. So Rabbi Shimon is asking Akasha that Negeach and the Reveya both have a similarity, that both are Nerag. So let it say one, let it say that Negeach is posel lemizbeach, so I'll learn out reveya from negeach. Let it say reveya, and I'll learn out negeach from reveya. So Rav Shimon answered me, "Neish yesh bereveya she'im benegeach, v'yesh benegeach she'im bereveya." That each one has a chumre that the other one doesn't have. So memele, if it would say one, I would attribute that the reason this one is possible because it has, it's possible in Mizbech because it has this chayma. But the other one that doesn't have this chayma will be kosher in Mizbech. Now, what is the chaima that Raveya has over Negev? Raveya asa by Einis Kerotzei, Negev le asa by Einis Kerotzei. And that's the chaima that Revei has over Negeach. Negeach, Mishalim Kaifa, Revei Eini Mishalim Esa Kaifa. Vika Hutzrach Leimer, Revei, Hutzrach Leimer, Negeach. Now let us see Rashi before we get into the sugya further. So Rashi, Min ha, Ma'al Gabi Mizbeach, Shigabi Negeach, Berotzen, Behemis Adam, Shitalon, the Apostle. Negeach Barotzen is a puzzle. We have here a baraisa that, minnatsoin lohitsis anegeach, pshitalon the puzzle could look come on. Minna behema, mi mitzas behemes veloi kulon, minnas amir. Lohitsi reveya venirba alpi edechot alpi baila. Shaloi niskal, the puzzle of Gabi's Bech. If two Adam came and said a reveya, so it's niskal, so it's poshet, that you can't be makribit on the mizbeach, it's aimidli sokel. But if an eidechot of the bailam said that it was a reveya nirba, so it's not niskal, so then, abal kaponim, it's posel agabi mizbeach. Senevat shasoa veidezore vishtachvole, hamukte sheyichtoi lahakriv laveidezore. Hanegeach shahimis es odom api eidechod, or api bailam v'nifta min askile, so he's posel akrova. Im nema revei elam anem anegeach, arei shneim shovim ba'aveira, linyin skile b'mokim eidem, so both have the same oynish, so I can learn out one from the other. Revei also by oynish kerotzen, v'nir ba'onesu v'niskal kerevei, v'rsiv es abahimot ha'aroigu, so you see, afilu an onus, also has the chaimer of rotzen. Negech leyosa by einis kerotzen. Dersiv ki yigach v'loy shegichu. In this Rashi going with him is we're going about ktole leyosa by einis kerotzen. Reveya eine mishalem kaifa lekama mefarish. So let us see Tosfos. So Tosfos min abahim lohitzi yasa reveya. Betmure bepeire kol asurim mefarish. Now it is very interesting that by Mina behema, mina boko, mina tzoin, umina tzoin. So from each word, the Chazal make a different miyut. Mina behema, leikol behema, leitzis areveya. Mina boko, leikol boko, leitzis hanevat. How did we know to pick this? Is mamayit reveya, this is mamayit nevat. But mura beper kol asuri meforish, degabi reviya ksiv behema. Visha Shayitain Shoftoi Birhema. So the Torah, when the Torah is speaking about Revia, the Torah calls the animal a behema. So Memele, so we say Mina behema, but not all behemas are kosher Mizbeach. And Shoftil behema is possible Mizbeach. Begabi nevat ksiv loshen boko, kedersi vayomiru es kvoidom betavnish shir. So memele, so we see, so the egel was nevat. So memele boko was, so we'll do that, memayit, that what it says, a shir, that was nevat. Umuki lohosim api edechad api bailum dike eidim b'nei ktoloninu. Vahach baraisa pligi atanet v'rabi shmoel. The Nakle Beperkem Amidem Mechimash Chosom Bohem Mumbom. He says Rabbi Shmuel is a different Makur that Reveya and Nevad are Postle Mizbeach. Kalmokim Shinema Hashchos Ein Elo Devar Elve Vavoy Dezore. So it says Mashchosom Bohem Mumbom. So we Mamayit Reveya and Nevad from this Postle. Can you see a bit more of the Pligi? Lama nema negeach. So Rabbi Shimon asked the kasha, why does it say negeach? Chodale koma lama nema nevat. Who pshited the kil mikulu? The lav baktolu. So there, the shayre is not killed. Uboi kro yisayre. But the kasha was by reveya negeach. V'yesh bin negeach, ma she'ein b'reveya. So Taisa says, "Bechad minayu sagi." Really, you don't have to say that Negeach is more chomer than Reveya. The minute I say that Reveille is Mochomo, the Kimen de Loi Mefarshi Kroi Behedje, since there's no Beferishe Posik, Ava Okim de Loi Bededomi. So Memele, if all I know is that Reveille is Mochomo de Negeach, and I have here a stomach de cross, I would say it's coming to be Memaya Treveille. I wouldn't know Negeach. So not to say that I don't have to say that Negech is more chomer than Reveille also. Fine. V'loi shayech l'meimar shkulim heim v'yavoyu shnei. Faktois was other rabbi. I have one miyut. So, since the Rav Shimon said that each one has a chomer over the other, Reveille has a chomer of oynes kerotzim, the Negech is a chayim of tashlume koyfe, and fakert, and I have one miyut, is shkulim heim v'yavoyush neim, so fakert, so we're back with Rav Shimon's kasha. Since Rav Shimon said each one is a chayim over the other, and I don't know which one being memayit, so let's say shkulim heim v'yavoyush neim. In Bemison, we hear this in the Gemara, Dav Gimel Omed Aleph. The Gemara says that, I should learn out Shein and Regel from Vishilach. It's Regel, Meshalche, Regel, Sheva, Chamoel. It's Shein, Vishein, Behem, it's a Shalach, Behem. So the Gemara says, so how do you know both? Maybe it's Shein because Yesh and Ola Zeka, maybe it's Regel, Azeka, Mosi. So the Gemara says, Shkula, maybe Vayushneim, Fakat, each one has a Chumre, and I don't know Vishilach, is it going on Shein or on Regel? So I say it goes on both. If you don't have a ichoch on which one it goes on, and each one has a chumas, I say v'shilach is going on both. So Adarabba, since Rav Shimon said that Negeach and Reveille, both of them have a chayma, what the other one doesn't have, so Memele, so fakert, so it's a nezicheshver, so you don't need two miyutim. Leishayech, Lemeim eshkulem heim v'yavoyu shneim, dahani chumres einon shkulois, lemishkacha shikol elo bereish mechilten. So the Pnei Yeshua says pshat, and Tosfos as follows. Reish mechilten, these are chumres of a svore. These are svore dike chumres, yeshanol azeiko, azeiko mozi, these are svore dike chumres. So meile, each one is malim, the mazik. This is azalimus, azalimus. So b'meila there, we could say, if I don't know which alimus is better, so adrabe. Here, we're speaking about achoymer and haloche. That means, negeyach is potaboymus. So Lamai said that there's a halacha that Reveille is a chomer that Negeach doesn't have in halacha. Negeach is a chomer that Reveille doesn't have. Negeach is chayv b'kayfa. Reveille is not chayv b'kayfa. So Memele, these are chumos in halacha which I see lefi ha'emes that one is a chomer that the other one doesn't have. So Memele, so now we have a new chomer, a chomer posel mizbeach. Mehichi Taisi, should I say, you can't say Shkulamim, the different chumas which one has that the other one doesn't have. So it could be the chaymer of Psulim Mizbech is only by one, not by the other. Reveya bo, also boy oynes kerotzin. So Rashi said that oynes kerotzin is by a nirbas. So that's not Oynes, that's Rotzen. So it's also Shayech Atzir of Oynes by a Reveille Mamish. That's another one is saying. It could be that what Taisma says Reveille is Chai Boynes, because we learn out from Nirba. The Mekir of Oynes is by Nirba. We learn out Reveille from Nirba. But let's now go back to the Baraisa. The Gemara said, the Baraisa said you can, I need to psuk him because Reveille is a chayma that you say, Oynes Kerotzin, and not by Negeach. Ktoni mies, reveja osoboi oines kerotzen, negech lei osoboi oines kerotzen. Namai hilchese, lav lekom. So the Gemara understood that that's lefi emes, was the enticer's claw, how, but the havamid of the Gemara was. But al kaponim, the Gemara understood that is the chaymer of negeach over, that is the chaymer of reveya over negeach, that negeach is, you don't say oines kerotzen, and oines is kosher lakrov. So zakashe an shvu. So Moses says loyle ktola. No, when the Brais isn't speaking about kolm, the Brais is speaking about ktola. In ktola, we see you kill by a revei, you kill a fellow was boines, and by negeach you don't kill it if it was boines. I'm a mele. So the Moses of soul say one posik. I wouldn't know that it's going, if we say only Reveya, I wouldn't know Negeach, because Negeach is the Kula by Ktole that Reveya doesn't have. Och inami Mistavre, it's Mistavre that we were speaking about. We are speaking about Ktole, the Yamrit Lekobin, Negeach Leyosaboy Oines Kerotzein, Lav oynes di deksiv, v'lav rotzen di deksiv. Forget what shall I also by oynes kerotzen? By Kobman, we don't have any posik b'chlal. The Loshen, it says, you should learn out. I can't learn out negeach from reveya, because negeach li also by oynes kerotzen. If we're talking about Kobman, there's no posik whatsoever. V'lav l'ktolek. So, b'chlal, it's not a kasha on Shmuel. Leila Kolbin, the kasha d'nye Kolbin Mayri. Leila Ktola. V'hochi kama. Negeach le'osoboy oynes kerotzen l'nyin skile b'mokim Edom. If Edom come and say, show us negeach b'oynes, we don't give the share skill. Ilkach, ilay miyat tekro linyin kolben, funne beferish miyat linyin kolben, by negeach lay nafkala me reveya. Afilo ki ovad berotzen, afilo a negeach berotzen would also be kosher lakrova. The leaf so that it should be puzzle. Do kalhu me reveya linyin ktole. Loi osa mashme, loi osa boi hakosov oines kerotzen. So most of the posik did not say this is an oines kerotzen. Um meheche nafkolei de pshitolei. Forget we're talking about if I wouldn't say reveya. We're talking about Kobin. So how do you know loi osa boi oines kerotzen? We're talking about I want to learn out. I want to learn out oines. I want to learn out negeach from reveya. Zuk Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, lav lekom, vahashte ochi koma. So now Tais wants to explain the havamin of the Gemara that is speaking about kom. Vahashte ochi kom, negeach loy osa boy oines kerotzen. Kloima. Hashta nami shenichta. The Gemara means after the Torah wrote the posik, that negeach is posel akrove, ein shayich lahamit psul kolm shalei ele berotzen. That means, after the posik, it's only berotzen. Ki inyin sheyesh boi chiyev misa. That means, just that that was the lomdus of ra. That means, afilo after the posik, it's only posel akrove berotzen. Hilkach shlei hoya kosov klal, if I wouldn't say it all, and shach lilmeit afil arotzen shalei merabeya, kivin leyev shalei melech pochalinyin bebeinis bein barotzen. That means, so, since lefi ha'emes, it's only posel barotzen, so without a posel, you couldn't even learn rotzen either. Because you can't learn out from revei, because revei is chai bainis also. Im taim ha'mais ha'kadaitach lekobm, the Perushe Dochaku, the Bucher Beschmeiden, My koshele lektole kamam. The Biden Tigamah want to learn to speak the Mektole. The Shah Shapala says kula oichumre. Birche Mektole akom. Kamoisha osa kavuchemi mikoifer akom. I mean, that's the dichri of the Gemara, but why didn't Gemara to have me want to learn like that? Yishlam ikim le meforish behed yelinyin ma osa v'loi osa oynes kerotzen. The Baraisa is awesome, but doesn't say what we're speaking about. Mashmin yikol ben ayri kro koma. We're speaking about korban. Yelinyin ktola v'loi lememe loi chiyev boi oynes kerotzen. If we're talking about ktola, she said chiyev. It says, also means psul lahakrov. Omama, zukta gemara weiter. Now here, we're going to have a meridike gemara over here. Omama, negeach, mishalim es hakoifa, roiveya, enei, mishalim es hakoifa. He says, the gemara is saying that if it would say, negeach is psul lahakrov, so I would say, no, that's negeach. Negeach is posel akrove because negeach pays koifer. But reveya that doesn't pay koifer, so my mail, I would think it's koshel akrove. Frech the Gemara, now what is the case that reveya does not pay koifer? Hey chidome, ilayme derova vikotlo, if it's speaking about that through the reveya, it killed the Ishim, is Mali Kotla Bekarna, Mali Kotla Bereviya. So why is Nataka Chayev Koifa? What's the Chilik? How, with which Aver it killed it? But it killed the behemoth killed a person. So Yataka Chayev Koifa, why not? L'chayre, the Gemara means this would be Koifa Deshain, we'll see later in the Sugya, it's Yeshanol Azeken. And then you don't need tzvatzamud metchilosai. So l'cher, you should also pay koifer by revir. Ve'elo, the rova v'loi kotlo. It's speaking about that it was rova v'loi kotlo. Oh, and there you're not chayim koifer. Haidloi mishalom koifer mishum v'loi kotlo. So that's a cool in the revir. The chayim koifer is if someone got killed. Here no one got killed. So that's the first answer. There's no chayim koifer. Omar Abaye Lo'ilam the Rava V'loi Kotlo. It is speaking about the Rava V'loi Kotlo. I say, Bezei, so what kind of kula is there that by Revi you don't pay Kaifa? For states you don't pay Kaifa. No, the Suya Lebeidine V'Kotlua. But they killed the Isha. A behemoth was reveya an isha, and they killed the isha. Ma de teime command the kotla domi. So it's keilu, the reveya killed the isha. Kamash malon, that what? That you're part of him kaifa. You're part of him kaifa. So memele, so, and that's the cooler of Reveya over Negeach. Because a Negeach is Chayiv and a Reveya is Potter. We'll come back to this Gemara, but before we try to explain the Gemara, let us see Taisvis. Keman de Kotlo Domi. So the Gemara, Kaponim Abaye is saying that it'd be a Sibbe to pay Kaifer, because the Al-Yedei, the Behemoth, the Ish is getting killed from Bezna. Vim Toima, Uma, Posha, Hashur, how was the Shur Pesheya? He, Hoga, Atzma, she killed herself, Shreya, the Yosei, Aleo, that she was maybe the Behemoth on herself, she got killed, so it's Barotzen by the Ish, Fakel. She brought the Behemoth on herself, so Memele, and so because she did this Avera, she's Chayev Misa. So why should be a Chayev Kaifa? The Gemara Bais says, command the Kotla, Kamash, he didn't do anything, the Behem is innocent. The Eshloima, Kamoisha Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Shekofa Tzaleh Hashe L'Rovo. No, it's speaking about the Shoah, it wasn't, from the from the tzaddikim of the, he wasn't a tzaddik, the shoyer was misaviv this whole thing. That means that what she wanted to become nirba from the shoyer, because the shoyer was kofa tzaleh l'rova. So the first step of revier was ayidei the shoyer. And then her Yetzer got the better of her, and she decided to take yesh dvorim begav, and then it was berotzen. So al koponim upon the shoyer was zicher apesheya. The shoyer was the one that started enticing her, and that, and through the shoyer she was nischatzen. So memela ha chiyev mise was nistabev through the shoyer. So now Tosfos said, this is the ikim to what we're speaking about. Ba'filu leman de'oma b'ksubis b'perik na'rot chilosa b'oines v'soifa b'rotzin de'muta. Now let's explain what Tosfos kasha is. So Tosfos kasha is, he just made a scenario that this whole thing came about because the shoyer was kofot zaleh l'rov. And then later, al b'sha yitzro, then she was masking. Frek Toisvist is a gemar in ksubis, a merdike gemar in ksubis, that if a ish was ma'anis an ishes ish, ma'aniso, and then, be'emtza abiyah, she was nisratze ready. So the din is, an ishes ish is inza bo'ines, is mutter labayla. An ishes ish is inza bo'rotzein, is also labayla. Now, by the emtzabiyah, she was nisratzer, but so the Gemara says she's mutter labayla. Why is she mutter labayla? Because since the tchilas bia was boines, now it's yitzral, but now she can't control herself. So memela, this rotzen is not her fault. It's called oines. Yeah, it's such a matzav. Memela is memela, so she's merutzah. But that's not called rotzen. That's called oynis. As I state in the Gemara, she's mutter labayla. Frektach Toisves, so if a rotzen habor yidei oynis has a din oynis, as I state in the Gemara, so weiter schwerdo, so what's the case? I asked you, what was the pshi of the shir? So you made a whole scenario. I was the pshi of the shir. The shir was kovot zalel l'rov of alba shabo yitzro. No, so then she's takan oynis. So just like she's mutter labayla, person won't kill her. She can't control herself anymore. She's an oynis. So that can't be the story. So Toisves, haino tchiles bia bo oynis. If the tchiles bia was bo oynis, so then the gmar bia, if she's marutze, because that's also called an oynis, because she can't control herself. There's yitzra albisha, if she's bemtza bia. Aval hocha tchiles bia zu barotze. Here the tchilas bia, it was kafat zaleh l'rovo. That was the yitzra albisha was kafat zaleh l'rovo. But we're talking about before the revia. She was already masking to make a revia ready. She could have avoided the whole thing. This is not beemtza revia. This is before. Vasuras, in such a case, if there'd be an ashes ish mekofet zaleh lebo'ala, and it was albisha yitzra, so she'll be also lebo'ala. Vasura lekul alme, buradin shenereges. So mamela, she's nereges. Bekitzer, so now we know the story. Taisrus tells us what the story is. But now there's a meiridike kasha on this gemara, that's quote an aminchas Yehuda, that Rab Shloima Haiman, zuchen lebo'ala, asked. And Baruch Hashem, I found the yellow Sashacha also as the Kasha. But it's a Muridika Kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, you say there's a Chaymer of Negeach over Reveya. Why? Negeach is Chayef Kaifa. And Reveya is not Chayef Kaifa. So where's there a case that a Reveya, if no one got killed, so he said, oh yeah, someone did get killed. But the Behemoth was Reveya, we have no case like Taisvis. And she got killed, Aydei Bezen. Oh, she got killed, Aydei Bezen. Mao the Tame command the Kotlodomi. It's like the Shur killed her. Kamash Malon. It's not like the Shur killed her. So l'chayre, we learn the Gemara. So let me ask a question. Why, if a shoyer was goyrim that she should get killed, why is she potter? Why is the Bailam potter from Kaifa? Because he did it. How is he command the kotla? Kamash Milan, it's not command the kotla. It's a grumme. The shoyer was goyrim the Misa Saisha. Doesn't kill her. The shoyer was goyrim the Misa Saisha. So that's why you put her from Kaifa. So what will be by Negeach Kufa? Let's talk about Negeach. A shoyer will chase a person, and the person's running. Meloka, and he's running as fast as he can, and all of a sudden, Meloka Besela, he ran into a stone, and he died. What will be the din by Negeach? It'll also be Potter. The shoyer didn't kill him. It was Meis al Yodai, but by Kaifa, you need a Meis and a Gicha. By Kaifa, you need a Meis and a Gicha. So by Negicha Gufa, if it was only Goram Lihoreg, so the Bible doesn't pay Kaifa. So what's Chan the Gemara? So I'm more than the Kekasher, I'm sure I'm remained with by a Tzorachir. So what's the Chayma of Reveya? What is the Chayma of Negeach over Reveya? Reveya pays Kaifa. And Negeach doesn't pay Kaifa. Negeach pays Kaifa, Reveya doesn't pay Kaifa. Entschuldig. In a case that Rovo Vikotlo, Reveya also pays Kaifa. So you're talking about a case that Rava Veloikotl, no Besdin, killed her. And so it was Mesaviv the show was Mesaviv, that Besdin should kill. So, if by Negiche Guf, if it should be Mesaviv, that a person should get killed, it'll also be both. Amir de Kekashin. So I saw an Ayala Sashacha. The Ayala Sashacha says Amir de Kezach. He says, why a shoyer that's Reveya Ha'isha, why do you kill the shoyer? He says, you know why you kill the shoyer? Because Nichshal Odom Al Yoda. The whole reason why you kill the shoyer is because Takole, Kolein, whatever the results, whatever the results that came to the Isha was Al Yoda, through the Behemoth. That means you were a sibe al yodcho narag ployni. So that's why we killed the shoyer. So the chiv skila of revie is, that's the difference between negiche and revie. Negiche is the behemah killed. That's the avla of negiche. And that's why the behemah is chayiv skila. Revia da avla of the afilaboynis. It's also the dinners that you kill the shoyer. By revia, the chiv is al yotcha. The Torah was machadish if al yotcha yena was nipshul, we kill the behemah. Okay, so the chiv and the chiv by revia is al yotcha. That's the chiv. So if by revia the chiyuv skile is al tziyotcha, so the chiyuv kaifa should also be al yotcha. That means that we want to compare. We're making a mamatzina, just like a negeach that gets skile is possible lemizbeach. A reveya that gets skile should also be possible lemizbeach. And one the same one, just like a negeach gets skile and is possible lemizbeach. A reveya that gets skila should also be possible as well. Let's learn out one from the other. So the Gemara says, but by the chiv negeach, I see there's another chaymer. There's a chaymer of tashlumi kaifer. If the shoyer is negeach three times, the bailam pays kaifer the fourth time. So by negeach, there's a chiv of tashlumi kaifer. Now, by Revi'ah, the Chiyuv of Revi'ah is the Al Yotcho. Is there a din of Tashlumei Kaifa? Is there a din of Tashlumei Kaifa? And the Ayala Sashacha Mutshetzich, so if the Chiyuv of Kaifa should be Al Yotcho, So what place was Kashu Ma Posha Hashoel? So why does the Shoel have to be a Pesheya? He asks on himself, so what is Taisvis Kasha? A Bodach Sechmir, the Chi of Kaifer, we had mentioned last week, the Gemara in Bachmem Daladam at Beis, Kaifer is Chiyuvet the Bailer. And we had mentioned, Rabbi Chonon says Pshat, Chiyuvet the Kaifer, Rabbi Chonon says, and Kaifer's Biurim, is Ba'ad Maisa Atzmoy, Shebigormosoi Nereg Odom Ayedesh Loishoma Esheri Karoi. The Chiyuv of Kaifer is because the Harige came through me. I was responsible to watch my Sheh. And if I shirk my responsibility, so he's Chayev Kaifer. It's a Muetz, he's Chayev Kaifer. He's Chayev Kaifer. I'm shirking his responsibility. So it's a Chiyuv de Bailam. So if we see, so therefore Yizich need a Pshia over here. If someone was Reveya the Sheir Ba'ines, some Emela, so there's no Chiyuv de Bailam, but there's no Shaykhus of a Chiyuv Kaifer. Al Koch, you have to say there was a Pshia over here, and the whole Reviya came about through a Pshia Sasher. So that's why there'd be a Svada Vishbiya Chiyuv Kaifer, that it's Mutal Alecha to see Yeshua shouldn't do such things. That's Mutal Alecha. But the Chilik of Reviya Negicha is, the whole Takola of Reviya, the whole Sibas Misa of Reviya is because of an Aliyotra. And if Reviya would have the same, that means that's the Aliyotra, that's why the Baim is Chayiv Misa, and by Negiche, the Maisa Negiche is Mechayiv Misa. And if we're comparing both of them, so there should be a Chayiv Kaifa by Aliyotra also. And there's no Chayiv Kaifa from Aliyotra. So we see that Reviya is killed from Negiche. That is Abayis Teretz. Rava Oma Lo'ilam the Rava Vekotla. It's speaking about the Rava Vekotla. That a Shoyer was Reveya an Ishe, and now you day the Reviya the Ishe died, and you put it from Kaifer. But the kakashelach mali kotla bekalma mali kotla berbi. He says, listen, so the behemoth killed the ishes. What's the chilek of asayva? So Moses says, no, karen kavanose lahazik, hai kavanose lanos atzmayhu. And so memela, there's no chiv kaifer if it's not kavanose lahaz. But my pligi, so Moses says, the machloikis abaye verove, if rove vekotla v'yichayev kefel, the regal shall dorsa gabitinik bachotzaranizik. If a regal will be deiris a gabitinik bachotzaranizik, a regal is muad mitchilosai, will a regal be chayiv kaifa? Le abayim mishalom kaifa. It's a muad lidreis, so memele, it's chayiv kaifa if he killed someone. For the first time. Le rove loy mishalom kaifa, because rove holds one of the tenoyim of Chiyuv Kaifer is that it should be kavanosei lahazik. Rav Eloi Mishalem Kaifer. Let us see Rashi. Abayi Mishalem Kaifer, Afa Pi Shalainis Kavan Lahazik, Doki De Rava Velei Kotla, O Kotla Mishalem Kaifer. Rav Shlomo asks here a kasha, another kasha, she's also a psamoridike kasha. He says, according to Rava, what is the chaymer of, what is the chaymer of negiche over Reviya? That a negeich pays kaifer, and a Reviya doesn't pay kaifer. Because an egeich is kavanos lahazik, and a reveya is not kavanos lahazik. So what do we see from this? We see from this that the mazik of kavanose lahazik is more chomel than the mazik of en kavanose lahazik. Legabi tashlume kaifa. Fine. So he says, shaymo shamayim. So yes, kamiru de kekashe. We want a pasal araiveya lemizbeyach, not because of the din mazik shaboy. We want a pasal araiveya lemizbeyach. So the Gemara says, you know, and a geich is possible, because the geich is a bigger mazik than a reveya. Mein schmitt leitz arsini, but the psul that we want a pasal a reveya, it's not talking about such a case, that's a din in kaifa. Kaifa you only pay when someone got killed. We're talking about a reveya, no one got killed. When a pasal, the behemah, the mizbeach, because of the maisa reveya, shaosa. So what are you telling me? Well, it's potter from kaifa and hilchis mazik. You're 100% right. Mazik shekavonosei lahazik is a greater mazik than kavos than ain kavonosei lahazik. But here we're clearing that the meiser revie should pass on mizbeach. So what's geit meron in mazik? It's a schwachere mazik. This fact of Shloime. But Dachsachmer could be pshat in the Gemara's kasha as follows. Pshat in the Gemara's kasha is, you have a mazik of shame. Revi is a mazik of shame, as Taisus would say. You have a mazik of keren. In Tashlumei Kaifer, which one is more chomer? Mazik of Keren is Muhammad, Kavdos Lazik is Muhammad. So we see that we had the same end results. A person got killed. But in Tashlumei Kaifa, this is Muhammad. Whatever the Cheshbon is, Kavanosei Lehazik is a Chaymer in Tashlumei Nezod. So maybe the Sibbe of Psul HaKrov is also because it was Kavanosei Lehazik. We have a pasuk and a geich is pasul lakov. Oh, and a geich is pasul lakov. A reve is also pasul lakov. No. I'll prove to you that a geich has something what a reve doesn't have. A geich is kavanos lazik. A reve is not kavanos lazik. So you look at me. Hey, what's the difference? Kavanos lazik. I'll prove it to you. Kavanos lazik is a sibur to create a chi of kaifa, and then kavanos lazik yapot. So you see, kavanos lazik is a sibbe in Tashlumei Nezokin, it's a sibbe to create greater chiyuvim. So maybe in Psul Mizbech, there's also this is the sibbe. And the geich is kavanos elazik, such a behemoth is posel akrove. A reve is not kavanos elazik, it's lasnos atzvim is kavan, so it could be it's kosher akrove. So kaifa, not the right, Tashlumei kaifa, I see that there's a chayma, of kavanos lahazik over ain kavanos lahazik. Let us just finish the Gemara. Tanya kavosei derav. Now we started off the sugya with a shaila. What is the din? Is it posel mizbech? Is it not posel mizbech? By sheretz tadn in chayiv misa v'kosher legam mizbech neishu kimeusa. The shayr was forced to what it did from a mele. It is kosher lemizbeach. Let us see Taisvus. Ho ein kavanos elaz. So the Gemara said that a reveya is ein kavanos elazik. It's hanos atzmai mechav. Fact Taisvus afal gav de kishkisha ba amosa mi boy bepekeitzed aregel. The Gemara class kishkisha ba'amosa, if it was mazik ba'amosa, if it's chayiv b'shus harabim. The Gemara class, is it shame or keren? So you see the Gemara had a tzad that it's keren, even though it's lahanosa. So Taisus says, lafishi yeshom shinui k'tzas. This maisa of kishkisha ba'amosa is not a normal anhog of a behemoth. The dummy tveile keren, so it has the trunis of keren, which is mishune. Aber revi alav shinihu. Revi is not a shinihu, le dummy le keren, shen gemuri, shemazegas haidei achila. Beregor shedorso, shen have shayich le min ketoche, Moses Nafkibbe was speaking about if it was Hoyreg al Yedei Revia, which is Yeshanola Zeke. Al Agav de Noket Regal say Pegbeis Nokte Yochet. Laravale Mishalim Koifer, Alibe da Hachbaraisa, Komakit de Pirashna Besoy Pegbeis. That means Rav said, this town that holds you don't pay Koifer by Revia, Rav of Vekotlo. But Laloch Rav is also made that you pay Koifer by Shein and Regal. Zok te Mishne Vaita. Sher shenogach esa odom umeis. A sher killed a person. Muad shalom kaifer. Vitam potomina kaifer. Vise vise chayoven mise. But you killed a sher. Vechein beben, vechein bebas. There's also these both dinim. There's a din of skile and a din of kaifer. Nogach eved oyoma. What if a muad killed eved oyoma? Naisin shloishim sloim, ben shu yofa meyamona, ben shayni yofa ladina echod, that's the knas of shloishim shaleva. Zogt Rashi, vize chayove mise, atam is the betam namiksiv, soko yisoko, vachem beben vachem bebas, ben koton, betinoikis ktano, chayiv aleim skile, pekoifer kegdoilo. Frekte gemora kashe, you tell me a tam kills a person, you kill the shir. Frag the Gemara, v'chmiyachar demitam kotlin alay, if we kill the shir after the first negiche, muid heichi mashkachas lo. So how is it ever possible to have a shir a muid? The Besdin doesn't let the shir roam around. As soon as it killed the first person, Besdin kills it. So how do you have a muid? Before we'll see the Gemara's Terutzim, I saw in Dvar Yaakov, he brings down two Geshmaka Horis, one from the Minchas Chinuch, and one from the Pri Yitzchak. The Minchas Chinuch says, he asks, I have a beautiful tzir. The din is, when you kill the shoyer, you need a bezdin of Chav Gimel. Need the... because we learn out kemises habaylem kach mises hashel. When you need a bezin to kill someone, you need a bezin of chof gimel dayonim. A bezin shel gimel dayonim will not help. Legabi nizikin kaifa tashlume kaifa. That's moment. That three dayonim are also good. So he says, I bezay is a poshet case. There was no bezin of chof gimel around. So the shayr stays for one time, a second time, a third time, a fourth time, your bezin pays kaifa. But you didn't kill him because it's in order to kill the shayr, you need kemises habaylim kach mises hashem, but the shayr is amud. This kash, the Minchas Chinuch asks. He brings on the Pri Yitzchak a different heichetimtze. That the emison, the edim that are made, that the shayr killed, three times or four times, they don't recognize the shir, that this was the shir. But there's a simen on the shir. There's a certain simen on the shir that this is the shir. There's no three sign, but there's a simen. So memele, so I've said it like this, legat in simonim, I could be mighty moment with simonim, but I won't kill all your day simonim. That means I wouldn't kill a person all your day simonim. That means I know the retzeich. I don't know if this is the retzeich, but I have a simen. The Ritzach, I know, had a wart over his left eye. So Mamela, so could be that's a Simen Muvik. So in Ritzich, in Besdin will not kill someone through a Simen. You need that Beidim should make, they know claw that this is the Ritzach. But Gabi Chiyuve Momen, Simonim would be enough. So that's the Pri Yitzchak's Ha'ore. So Lechere, we have a case that you didn't kill a Tam and you Chayiv Kaif. Okay, but let's go and what the Gemara, how the Gemara wanted to have for this kasha. V'chmiyachar demitam kotlin elay. So the Gemara is asking, since we kill a tam, mu'et heichem ashkachas lo. So how do you have a mu'et? Omar over hochem ha'iskinan, kegoyin shamdu l'shloisha b'nei adam. This shayer was chasing three people. And mamish, if by the last minute, they were able to run away from the shayr. But the shur was charging after them, and somehow when they ran away, the shur went into a tree, and the tree fell down. So Besen was aimed, if they wouldn't have run away the last minute, they would have been dead. They were, Besen was able to be Mishayah from the actions of the shur. But Besen is Mishayah from the actions of the shur that Zichar would have killed him. So we see it's a Mu'ad Ligach. We have these three incidents that occurred. So Mamela, now the fourth time Itaka killed, then Shibay Kaifa. Ravashi Oma Umdana Lav Kluma. No, in order to be a Mu'ad, you have to, you need a Maisa Negiche, but who would have made him a Mu'ad, not, with Asharish, you don't become a Mu'ad to pay Kaifa. What does Rashi say? Shamdu l'shleishim ne'odim, sharot zachayim, zerach hazer, u'bolchu mipona, v'om do'ushim le'bolchu ho'ya ho'erga. That was Rav Esther, so Rashi says, u'mdelav klum, aloch ma'eskina k'goin she'sikein l'shleishim ne'odim. Itake was misaken three people, that means itake gore three people, and he gored the first one, and he's taken, he's put into the emergency room, or the ICU he's put in, he's otot, the second one, the third one, then Lida, all three died. So we couldn't kill the Shoyer, because these people weren't dead, so Mamela. But then eventually these three died, so now I see that he's a Mu'ad. Rav Zvida Amar, Kigoyin Shohorag Shloisha Behemoth. Rav Zvida said a different teretz, he killed three behemoths. So I see he killed, but we don't kill the sheriff for killing a behemoth. Frek the Gemara, Mu'ed la behemoth, but Mu'ed la Adam, please. So he becomes a Mu'ed, the Pekoifa. Elo Amar Rav Shimi, Kigoyin Shohorag Shloisha Goy. He killed three goy. Frek the Gemara, Mu'ed le Goyim, have a Mu'ed le Yisrael. He becomes a Mu'ed. So it's for it to say that a Yid has a mazel. So Mamela could be a Goy, doesn't have such a strong mazel like a Yid. So Mamela, maybe he's a Mu'ed ligach Goyim. He's not a Mu'ed ligach Yisrael. Elam Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Goyim Shahorgak Shloisha b'nei Odom Trefer. Itaka killed three Yid. But they were treife. So you don't kill the shayr because it's a gavra ktila kota. But you see, he killed three people. Frag the gemara, mu'ed le treife, have a mu'ed le shalem. It'll become a mu'ed to pay kaifa if he killed another shalem. It's not. It's a mu'ed le treife, not le shalem. Elamara pope, the kota va'orak le agma. The kotel v'orak lagma. Now, pshat is that after, was in a very elusive shayah, so after the first negiche, when after they were made that it was negayach, before they had a chance to imprison him, the shayah ran away, and this happened three times. So lemaise, there was, he became a mu'ed already, and we did not, physically, we're not capable of being of killing the shir. Now he's a mu'ad. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, shesikin gimov neod. Fikach leniskal b'shnayim arishayim. Shenogach shlishi when he was negeach the third one meisu kulam. Hilkach mishalom olav kaifa. So this is Rashi l'shitosai. At Taisa says Rashi was Chayzer, but Rashi, the hell done on the Chavov, I think that, according to one man, the Yoma, you pay Kaifa by the third time, not by the fourth time. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. So pay by the third time. Yeah. Have you moved the other bit here? I treifa like a tlina like the gavra ktila kotl. Have a mood le sholem bit miyem. The kotl v'oreg la'agma la'acher she'idu boi borach. After they were made on him, So Yatvi Yador said he was Borach. What does Taisva say? Taisva says, Ma'acha the mitam katlina, leimotz look me kagain shebisholish negiches rishainis niskaven narig a behema vohor yasodam. The first three times it was charging a behema, and then lemaise ended up by killing a person. So you don't kill the shoel because it was niskaven largas a behema vohor yasodam. But lemaise, and that you don't kill the shoel, but lemaise it killed three people. So it's a mood. So Taisu says, in such a case, since it had no intent to kill a person, it wanted to just kill a behemoth, I have one is kav mulodom. Began bahora gimel pomim alpi bailov. Another case, Taisu says, the bailim told us that he killed three people. So you can't kill the shem because you need to aid them. I have a mood, can we need a peg shiny and a share now some mood that she either by bifne bailem or bifne bes. Need aidim in order to pay kaifa. Kigoin shamdula gimel bnei odam kulasugia muchachot aloi machayev bishlishin as a kshalin ka the precious pepeg base. So Taisu says, that's what he asked on Rashi, that of all things Rashi and the sugia wants to say chayev kaifa the third time, all the Gemaras seem to say klo natas. The Gemara says, how did it become amuud? So it horak shloisha behemes, horak shloisha, amdula shloisha b'nei odom. So why says that's how it first becomes amuud? If you become amuud after two times, you don't have to say shloisha b'nei odom. Gemara just wants to know how he became amuud without getting killed. So the Gemara is muchach that after, only after three times you become amuud.